The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome, folks. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and welcome to the Prosperity Hour. And today's show is going to be talking about income riders. All right. So income risers, the name of the show is Income Riders, Use It or Lose It, or Pension-Like Income. What do you have? You know, what do you know about it? And so we're going to be talking about the difference because they're not all the same. And there's a place for them. But it's not always what you think. And so you need to make sure that you understand, you know, what's going on with these income riders. So it's crucial to say, okay, is this something that I can benefit from? Is this something that I need to change? So, you know, we're going to be talking about that because one of the phrases that I've coined is use it or lose it income rider. When the income riders came out probably around 15 years, maybe 12 to 15 years ago when income riders came out. They were good tools. The variable annuities brought them. The fixed index annuities brought them. And they were good. So the reason that they came out, I believe, is because interest rates were so low that people were looking for a way to have some form of guaranteed income that they could get with some growth. So, for instance, if you're only growing your account at 2%, but you had an income rider that was giving you what's called a 7% roll-up, your account might grow in 10 years $100,000 of the actual value to, say, $140,000, but your income value would be $210,000. So your income would be based on $210,000 as if your account grew to $210,000. And so as I got involved with Income Rider, and I got involved late because I wanted to make sure I understood them. When I say I got involved late, I probably got involved right around 2004, 2003. So that's actually, I was wrong. They didn't start in 2008. They got better in 2008, but they started around early 2000. And fixed index annuities started in 1994, 1995. One of the first index annuities was by Keyboard Life, and it had a 90-something percent return in 1 year or 2 years. It was just a huge return, and the companies decided to change the way they work. So what I noticed with income riders is that many of the ones that I call use it or lose it income riders, if you didn't live X amount of years, you didn't even get your money back, and you paid fees for those income riders. So it's very important. And what I mean by use it or lose it income rider, in the example that I gave, 100,000 grows to 140, but the income account's worth 210. In a use it or lose it income rider, the death benefit is the 140, not the 210. So one of the things that I felt is that by seeing different people that were misrepresenting them. So for example, if you had an account, I would hear some agents say, oh, you're going to get a guaranteed 7%. Well, that's not accurate. You're getting 7% for income, but your growth is whatever it was, somewhere between 3 and 5%. So that's not a true statement. And I've seen it on both sides. I've seen it on the fixed side. I've seen it on the variable side. In fact, many of the people that sell them don't even know how they work. That's one of the things I looked into it. So I started shifting in our business and realized that I wanted the one that was like a pension-like income. And what I mean by that, it's like a pension on steroids because you get the income, but also the income rider can be the death benefit payable over 5 years. So if you go back to the example I gave earlier, instead of the $140,000 would be the lump sum death benefit, but you'd still get the $210,000 payable over 5 years. I think those are way, way better. So that's the ones that we a spouse. Now, is there a place for the other? Yes. The place might be where somebody needs a definite guaranteed income. But you got a lot of people even on the radio that are telling you, oh, you need a guaranteed income. But here's the problem with them. The company's only going to pay you 2% on it. So that means that you've got to live 20 years, 25 years to get your own money back. And I can run a comparison to show that to people. So, you know, the other thing I want to warn you is beware of too aggressive, not a prospectus, but too aggressive an illustration that tells you, oh, yeah, you're going to make this money, that money. I had a client that listened to someone. He lost $60,000 because he went from a pension-like income to a use it or lose it. And I said to him, you're not going to make the money. He made 0% last year, lost $60,000, didn't listen because he was sold a bill of goods. So this is some of the things that happen. So, folks, if you want to learn how they work, if you're looking at different ones, give us a call at 1-800-440-0434. And we'll continue the show today, and I hope you enjoy it. You can also go to our website, which is mymoneyissafe.com. We are on Facebook, Prosperity Group at Facebook, and also on YouTube at our YouTube channel. So go on those, like us, go look at some of the videos. We really appreciate it. Stay tuned, and we'll continue the show. Do you need to have a guaranteed income? Do you need income that's going to last you the rest of your life and the rest of your spouse's life? Well, make sure that you get the right type. Do you have a use-it-or-lose-it income rider, or do you have a pension-like income that's created? Inflation-friendly increasing income. These are crucial now with what's going on in our economy. Call me at 1-800-440-0434. Learn how to add double digits to your account or go to MyMoneyIsSafe.com. So, folks, we continue to talk today about income riders. And today's show is called Income Riders, Use It or Lose It or Pension-Like Income. What's the difference? I believe it's really important to know that. Steve, you heard kind of the monologue I gave about it. What do you want to say about it? Because we've been working together for about 7 years, and we've had conversations about this. And I just want your comments on this.
Sure. I mean – you know, my first thought is probably some would consider a self-serving thought, but, you know, I sleep well at night because I know, and I know you sleep well at night, because we've done the research and what we tell people is the truth. And I'm amazed. It never ceases to amaze me, actually, how many times we sit down with somebody and, you know, what they think they have, they don't have. What right. they were told is not true. And I can give you a real quick example. I'm not going to go into great detail, but I'm working with a lady right now who was told that there was a special law, a special, you know, thing that was put in place that would benefit her a certain way. And I actually did a lot of research. I wound up talking to the man that wrote the law. And wrote all the stuff that goes around it, all the, you know, the requirements. And he told me, no, that's absolutely not true. And so I have to break the news to her that what she thinks she has, she doesn't have.
Well, what was she told, Steve?
It's a little complicated, but it has to do – it's in North Carolina, and it has to do with retirement for educators. And basically, she was told that if she moved her money out of the state plan into another plan, that she would still be eligible for it. And the truth is that that's not true. So she moved her money and now has given up a tax benefit, which is really a shame. And like I said, I have to break that news to her here, tomorrow when we talk. But research is everything. And I don't know. It's really sad how the truth gets twisted so many times, and it really winds up hurting the people we work with more than anything else. But I sleep well at night, and I know you do.
Well, the thing about it, Steve, if people just do the right thing, yep. and we're all human. We're going to make mistakes, right? My favorite scripture is 1 Corinthians 2:5. It says, don't put your trust in the wisdom of men, but put your faith in the power of God. And what that means is that man's wisdom lets you down. We all make mistakes. But if your heart is where you're telling the truth and you're trying to do the right thing for the person, people appreciate that. Well, the good news is God doesn't make mistakes and he doesn't let us down. So, you know, when we're dealing with this type of stuff, I've seen it on the brokerage side. I've seen it on the insurance side. So let's continue. We're out of time. Folks, reach us at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. Welcome back, folks. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and the song that you heard was a song that I recorded called Somewhere It's Snowing. And we miss Christmas in July, so I guess we'll have Christmas in September right now, a little early Christmas. And I'm sure the Christmas stuff is probably even going on right now. People are actually starting to do that. But
truth is, I started seeing Christmas ads on TV.
You're kidding.
No, it's crazy. But I'm ready for it to snow here. I know you're not, but I'm ready.
No, I like snow once a year for about a few days. You know, the thing is, Steve, I do like snow, like I said, once a week at Christmas maybe. That's about it, you know. Unless I were to go up to like Tahoe or something like that and I was prepared to deal with it. But it's for a finite time. You know, the thing that's always puzzling to me, I don't know how people live in frozen tundra for like 8 months, 10 months out of the year. That's just a bizarre thought to me. I guess I'm an islander.
Yeah, right. I mean, I could kind of see that, but what I can't see is like when the dark for, you know, it being dark for 30 days or 60 days or however long it is. Like that would drive me crazy, I think.
Yeah, that's the part. I agree. That's the part that I don't care for either. So anyway.
But I do love snow, and I have to tell you, one time I was actually out on a glacier in the middle of the ocean playing with seals with my wife. And what a craziness that was, looking out over the edge of that piece of ice going, man, if I fell in right now, that's it. I'm gone.
Seals, you and seals. Well,
yeah. Yeah. You know. My wife always had a thing for harp seals, the little white seals. And, you know, when they're born. And so we took a trip one time and went up to, the Madeline Islands, just north of Prince Edward Island. And, went out on a helicopter, fly out for about 45 minutes to an hour and land on a piece of ice and play with the seals. So.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I could do that. But see, I do the ice swim, so I could do that. So even though I don't necessarily want to be in snow all the time, I would do the ice swims. I would be a polar bear. They're really healthy for you.
No, I can't do that.
Well,
I'm good.
Let's go back to what we were talking with the income writers. You know, one of the amazing things, like I said early at the end of the last segment, I have seen these things misrepresented. I had somebody that worked with me, and they would continue. And what happened? I started doing appointments with this person, and I realized he was misrepresenting them. So I had to correct him during the appointments. Well, when I realized he was doing it, it was intentional. Well, that ended very quickly. Okay. Right. And I'm like, why do you have to misrepresent these things? So I came up with creative ways to do that. And right now we have a software that we've created that we can show that to people that I think really works well. And, you know, I believe it's crucial that we see this, you know?
You know, to your point, there's income writers, when they're done correctly, you know, with the right company and the right setup and everything, there is no need to misrepresent them because they are such a powerful tool in retirement, such a great way to have a guaranteed income and a great way to, in a lot of cases, have increasing income. Like it is a great solution, a fantastic solution to, you know, to the retirement situation, especially in this economic environment that we're in. So there's really no need to misrepresent it. That's what's so frustrating and so sad about it is, man, just tell the truth.
That's exactly, you know, right.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, Steve, is that I run into this all the time, and I've seen it misrepresented on both sides of the fence. In other words, I've seen brokers that misrepresent it, and I don't even think it's always intentional. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's just they don't fully understand it. And so that's a problem to me when I see that, because then we end up having to correct things and, you know, correct things and say, okay, this is the way this works. And so how do you do that, you know?
Right. I have a question for you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have a question for you. So you mentioned, and I may be jumping the gun, but you mentioned in the earlier segment, the first segment, you were talking about, you know, having an account where your actual account is 100 and something thousand and your income side was 200,000. So part of the title here talks about use it or lose it. So in that capacity, from a death benefit side, or just from a use it or lose it, what would that look like for me if I had that same account? You know, if I die, as an example, and before I've used up all the money in my income, you know, what would that look like?
Okay, so here's another thing, and I run into this a lot with variable annuities, where they'll have an income rider, but it's only good for one life. So what happens, let's say that the person is $100,000 in principal. They have an income rider. It's a 7% roll-up. I'll use the same numbers I used earlier. So in 10 years, that account's worth $210,000 for the income side. But the actual account value is only worth $140,000. All right? If that person passes away, they're going to get $140,000. That money goes away, especially if it's only for one life. Now, the income might be, say, 5% of the $200,000, which is $10,000 a year. So here's the problem. If it's good for a single life, the account loses money in the market, and they take $100,000 of income, now there's only $40,000 left in the account. Now the spouse gets the $40,000. That's it. All that other money is not real. The way we do it, Steve, that income value is real. And you said something earlier. I wanted to correct. It wasn't a big error, but I want to correct it, and I'll tell you why. You said that there's a lot of accounts that have increasing income. There's actually only about three. Okay. And so it's not a common thing. And so the companies we use really strong companies that offer that increasing income. That's why we talk about pension-like income on steroids. Okay. Because now they have an income that's increasing. That's huge. And that's what you want. And so it's crucial to realize. So in our system with the products we use, what happens is that $210,000, well, first of all, the wife can continue the income. And Steve, this is an increasing income. This is not just a level income. This is an increasing income. So the reality is that they continue the income. The income continues to increase, or the wife can settle, take the death benefit, which would be the account value in lump sum, or take the income value, which we, you know, I call it protected lifetime income value, that they'll receive over 5 years, which also works perfect for IRAs. So it's really important that people understand that.
So that higher amount, that 200,000 in the example you were given, the 210,000, that money is actually real money because, well, if I understood you correctly, two things. One, my wife could continue the income if we've started the income stream. She could continue that through her life. And if there's anything left over when she passes to her beneficiary, then whatever's left of that 200,000, the bigger number, that beneficiary could actually take that money over a 5-year period. So it's real money.
Right. Exactly. And that's the key, is that people need to understand it's real money. And many of the income riders we run into, it's not real money. So we go through this analysis. So if somebody has a variable annuity, right now they've probably taken a beating on the variable annuity. Oh, this might be the perfect time for them to review that and have us look at it, because they're – you know, I told you this before on a show, and I don't know how much time we have left in this segment, probably just a little bit of time right now, about 3 minutes. Folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. You can go to mymoneyissafe.com, which is our website. Give us a call. If you want to learn how you can have guaranteed income but have what I call inflation-friendly increasing income, give us a call. We'll show you how to protect that. And this market's just been losing money left and right. And so these people that are in variable annuities right now, they want to hover into safety. They've got some options potentially that we could help them with if they want to get out of the risk of those type of accounts. because I don't think most people even understand the risk that they have in those type of accounts. And so we can help you with those. And if you have the use it or lose it income rider, we can help. So let me tell you a way, Steve, on how we help someone on that. We took somebody that had, they were fairly young, 60 years old. They had a use it or lose it income rider, and we had them trigger the income to put it into a tax-free account. So now they fund the tax-free account for 10 years. After 10 years, they'll continue to receive the income. That's a way to make lemonade out of lemons.
Wow.
So, you know, when we run into that, that's why I'm appealing to our listeners. If you've got these type of accounts, have us review them. If it's something we can help you with, great. If we can't, we'll tell you. If you're in good shape, we'll tell you. But the point is, I hate the fact that they've been misrepresented so much, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to remind our listeners, too, that we're on Facebook. We actually record this show typically on Wednesday mornings, and we do a Facebook Live. We would love to have you, you know, be part of the show. You can go to our page, which is Prosperity Group Advisors. Like the page, turn on notifications. You'll be notified when we go live. We often have many people that are interacting with us during the show. We'd love to answer your questions or, you know, put your comments out there. And we appreciate everybody that we have a lot of regular listeners. We appreciate those. And so join us on Facebook. We'd love to have you.
Well, listen, Steve, that's absolutely correct. As we record our show, we got about a minute left before this segment is over. Folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com, and we can definitely help you with these things. So folks, you know, make sure that you protect yourself and that you have us look at these type of accounts, because we can help with that. I mean, that's really, really important to understand that we can help you with these type of accounts. So, folks, we're almost out of time. You can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. By the way, Bill Blunkley, I'll be on the Bill Blunkley Show next Monday in Sarasota. To our Sarasota listeners, give us a call. We'll be glad to help and review any of these accounts that you have. So stay tuned, folks. Learn about these type of accounts. They can be very valuable. Steve, I want to talk about how valuable they can be and why, and we'll address that. So, folks, we'll be right back. Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a 401k and you can do an in-service rollover at 59 and a half and turn into an IRA? Then you need to call us. If you have an IRA and you're losing money with this recent shrinkage of the market, then give us a call at 1-800-440-0434. Now listen, folks, I can show you how we can add anywhere from over 20% to 35% into your retirement account day one. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Deo, is a Deo. Jesus coming and we want to go home. Jesus coming and we want to go.
So, folks, welcome back. The song that you heard is a Christian version of the Banana Boat song that I recorded back in 1988. And it says that Jesus coming. It's, hey, St. Peter, open the gates now. Jesus coming and I want to go home. So it was kind of a fun song that people really enjoyed when we sang it. And so, Steve, we're talking about income riders here. And these income riders, they can have a lot of value. Let me give an example of how. If you're in a low interest rate environment, the market's really negative. Having an income rider could be crucial for you. So there's a place for that. So the reason I like the type that's not a guaranteed rate. Anytime you get a guaranteed rate of anything, you pay for that guaranteed rate. All right. There's a cost to it. That's why I'm more in favor of what I call the P-slip strategy instead of a whole life policy. Because a whole life policy gives you a guaranteed rate, but you pay hefty fees for it. That's why it's not a great investment tool most of the time, you know, if I'm trying to build money. And so we use the Index Universal Life because in indexing, and here's the reason why, with indexing, you have something that's called a reset. So you can actually make money on an account that is not earning money because you have an income rider that's giving you a return. So that income rider can be very valuable to people if they need a guaranteed income. Now, the key is which one do you use? And that's where we come in. 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to go with what I call the pension-like income strategy. And the reason, think about this. How much has gas gone up since President Trump was no longer in office?
Well, it more than doubled.
Yeah, it doubled. And yeah. Now it's gone down because Uncle Joe has let go. He's released the reserve. And by releasing the reserve, he's actually put himself into a situation where we're now more dependent on foreign oil if something goes wrong. In my opinion, in my humble
right.
opinion.
Of course.
So that's the problem with this. You know, that's the problem is that people aren't keeping up with inflation. But if they have an inflation-friendly income, then they have money that protects them. See, here's the problem right now. The majority of people that invest, they think the only place to invest in and have a reasonable rate of return is the stock market.
Right.
And that's not true. And so there are other options.
There are plenty of other options. And that's, you know, one of the things we don't talk about in reference to the accounts that we use. We have, I don't know if really a sub account is the right term, but there's a lot of different investment opportunities inside of each account. And so, you know, one of the things that we like to do each year is review sort of how the account has done, what the market looks like it's going to do over the next year, and then potentially rearrange, you know, the allocation to best take advantage of that. So it's not, you know, again, I think sometimes people think it's a one-trick pony thing. It's just, hey, whatever the market does, that's what you're going to do that year. No, there's a lot of different variables and options and opportunities inside there. And we try to help you maximize those for sure.
Well, let me say something. They're not investments within the account, all right? They
right.
are indices. So
yeah.
The reason I'm clearing that up is because if people think investments, they can lose money.
Right.
With these accounts that we're talking about, you can't lose money because of the market because you're using an indice to protect the money.
Right.
So the problem here's people's – this is the majority of people's strategy that I run into. They're in the market. They hope it goes up. They've got a retirement date. They've went into some pre-planned strategy that says retirement 2025, which is a mix of stock, bonds, and mutual funds.
Right.
And the problem with that strategy is when we're in a declining market, they're losing money. And then if you've got increasing interest rates, the bonds are getting affected negatively. So this is the problem with these type of strategies. So right now where we can help people, we can put them into an account right now where you can add double digits into the account. They have a pension-like income rider. And what we do for folks is we make sure it covers both the husband and the wife. And as you aptly said earlier, whatever's left over goes to their beneficiaries, their children or their family.
Yeah. And one other thing I wanted to mention, you talked about increasing income. And obviously, part of the objective of that is to try to help keep pace with inflation and help increase and offset your income some. But one of the things that is really important with regard to that is that when your income ratchets up to the next level, let's say you're making $10,000 a year and then it ratchets up to $11,000 a year. Well, that is now your new baseline. That is now your new lowest that it would ever go. It doesn't go backwards. So even if the market tanks or if your account runs out of money and you're still taking income off of it, that's the lowest that it'll ever go is that $11,000 a year. So I think that's a really important point because, again, you know, having those, it sounds great to say, hey, well, the income increases. Well, yeah, but Well, the but is it doesn't ever go backwards. I think that's huge.
Yeah. In fact, I met with a client yesterday. She didn't understand. This was the third time we met, and she did not fully understand that the income didn't go. So she thought the income would fluctuate. I said, no. I said, you're locked in at whatever new threshold. I was looking at a client's account. I made some copies of the statement. Obviously, I whited out their names. But this particular client started with $36,000 on an account. His income is up to $45,000. That's in four years. So that's a $9,000 increase. Do you think that's helping him with the inflation rate now?
You bet it is.
This is what people need to realize. And most of the variable accounts do not offer that benefit. Now, there was an account, and I was thinking about this today as we were talking about the show. And by the way, folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. Go to Facebook Live and watch our show as we, you know, continue to talk about these things. And, you know, we'll help you. We'll talk to you about these strategies that are available for you. And we'll show you how you can add double digits to the account. So it's really important that you understand that. But in this situation, Steve, this person has an increasing income, which is helping him keep up with inflation. So he's been able to absorb that higher gas price because, you know what, he's up $800 a month from what he was 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's huge.
4 years ago. But still, and now this year, here's the other thing. You know, we've talked about zero's my hero. If the market loses money and continues to lose money like it's doing, then, you know, our clients are fine. They might not make anything that year, but they're not going to go backwards. And I can't stress the value of that right now. That's the problem. If somebody's approaching retirement date, they got everything planned out, they're ready to retire, and all of a sudden the market takes a big hit, and they've got all their money in the market, they are exposed, and their timeline just changed drastically.
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the biggest risks or concerns for people should be in retirement is that fixed income status. You know, if even with just a little bit of inflation, obviously we've had a lot, but even with just a little bit, you know, every year your buying power erodes. And I think having a tool like this as part of your retirement plan makes perfect sense, again, because you can keep pace with that. And man, $800 a month, that guy has got to be just ecstatic. I that's what I love about what we do, being able to help people like that. I think it's just amazing.
Well, you know what he told me? He said, Greg, I'm making too much money. I want to back it down. I said, sure, you can. So here's the thing. He can back it down and bank the money.
Yep.
That's the beauty of this. He can bank the money. Let's say he accumulates $30,000. He could call me and say, hey, Greg, you know that money I've been accumulating? Go ahead and cut me a check. I mean, that's a awesome. big advantage.
Yeah.
And so these accounts work. They really do. Folks, you can reach us on Facebook. You can watch us on Facebook. We typically record the show on Wednesdays. If you got any comments, like us on Facebook. Give us a thumbs up. I appreciate that. You know, and if you have any questions about your accounts, give us a call at 800-440-0434. Steve, I know we have a little bit of time left this segment, and I really want to maybe move and talk about, again, in a low interest rate environment, how these accounts work. But here's the other thing I want to talk about in the next segment, how people can make money in a market that's declined. See, that's the key. Because of the reset, I've seen – so if you're able to pony up the chart, I don't know if you're able to do the chart that has the income rider for the sake of our Facebook listeners, and we'll try to explain it for our radio. So, folks, listen, we are out of time. Stay tuned. Call us at 800-440-0434. Let us know how we can help you. Attention retirees, this is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. And are you concerned with the market correction that you are participating in or witnessing or watching? Are you afraid you've stuck it into cash right now? There are alternatives of what you can do. There are alternatives. We can help you with those alternatives. Folks, give us a call at 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. I want to thank our radio audience for tuning into the Prosperity Hour today. I hope you're getting value out of the show and that you're picking up some points that are helpful. And we're talking about income riders today, and we can help you if you have an existing one. We can help you if you need one. So folks, let me show you how to add double digits to your account. Let me teach you how to create a tax-free strategy with our P-Slip strategy. Give us a call at 800-440-0434. Go to MyMoneyIsSafe.com. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome back, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and I'm here with my co-host Steve Lewis, and we are in the Prosperity Hour, where we learn how to prosper in retirement, how to make your money safe, how to create a pension-like income, how to create an inflation-friendly increasing income. Say that three times in a row fast. And folks, we're here for you. We're talking about income riders and things of that nature. Let me explain something, folks. If you don't have a form of guaranteed income that you can count on, what happens if the market takes a huge pullback? It's happening. We are seeing a huge pullback. The market is losing 3 out of 5 times a week so far. And and the question is, how is it going to go back up? Where do you see that it goes back up? You know, that's the question that you've got to figure out. And that's important. That's important that people understand what's going on. And so, you know,
not just that, Greg, but also just recovering from how it pulls back. If you're in the market, you know, you've mentioned this many times on the show. If it pulls back 50%, it doesn't take 50% now for you to get back to zero. It takes 100%.
Takes 100%. That's right.
Yeah. So, the math is crazy when you start going backwards, especially when you've got that planned as part of your retirement income. You know, you could be in real trouble.
Well, you can. You know, I'm looking at the market today. It's up 122 points. Yesterday it was up that high, and then it dropped by the day end. So hopefully it goes up today. But, right, oil drops 3%, hits lowest level since January. Do you think there's any manipulation going on? I'm just wondering, Steve. Just wondering. Well, we'll let our listeners. Our listeners are fine. I'm reading a headline. These are really comforting. Could China's yuan replace the U.S. dollar as the world's dominant currency? Wow. It gets weirder and weirder. J.P. Morgan says now's the time to pull trigger on energy stocks. So you're seeing all of these pullbacks that's going on. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if the market ends up dropping today with what's going on. NIO, China's version of Tesla, is reports a wider than expected loss. I mean, here's the part that gets me, Steve. If people aren't working, and apparently I don't know which segment of the population is not working. I'd like to figure out how they're not working, because I haven't been able to stop working. Have you?
No, I've actually worked harder.
Well, but there's some people that are apparently not working, and I don't know what they're living off of. But do you think that bodes well for the economy?
Of course not.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're being logical. I'm asking a question that nobody's giving us logical answers to. It's like somebody asking a question about cryptocurrency, and I said, here's the problem I got with cryptocurrency. If something goes wrong, who do I call?
Right.
Remember Ghostbusters? Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Right.
I'm going to create a website. I'm going to call it CryptoBusters. Who are you going to call? Because where do you call? I had a crypto, I won't mention the name, it's with a crypto thing, and I doubled my money, but I had $75 left in the account. And so I've been trying to pull my money out, but it says I can't pull my money out if it's below $75. Now I can't even log on to it to pull my $75 or to put it back in the, and I'm like, this is a problem. Who do I call? Now it's not a lot of money, thank God, but you know, there's some guy I believe that lost his password and he's got all these millions of dollars in Bitcoin and he can't get it out. So that's the problem I have with it. So do I want to face that kind of loss? By the way, Steve, I've been watching the market while we've been doing the segment. It was at 122. It's down to 72. I think I'm predicting it's going to continue to hit. And here's the problem. Nobody's working. Well, let me correct myself. Half the people aren't working.
You know, your logic goes back to even, I don't even know how to say it. You know, I'm trying to say it differently, but I guess with we keep adding more and more debt. We keep giving more and more freebies to more and more people. And, you know, the problem with that thought is that at some point you run out of opportunity to take money from some people and give it to another. That's what happens to every civilization that starts doing that. And, you know, logically, and I know we're getting off topic, but I mean, logically, that's where we're headed. So people have to be prepared. That's really, you know, our message and our mantra is constantly be prepared, be vigilant, but be safe with your retirement income. Know what you know. Have a solid plan, have a solid foundation, so that when the crazy starts and when China does what they do with Taiwan, or, you know, the Ukrainian war happens or whatever, you've got a baseline that you don't have to worry about.
Steve, I just got a picture of this. We got Robin Hood and Maid Marian running our country right now.
Well,
I just got a visual picture of that. That would be an interesting meme.
I thought Robin Hood was a lot more articulate when I watched the movie, but anyway, that's a whole other conversation.
Well, here's the problem, though, okay? This is the kind of insanity that's going on. And so do I want to gamble my retirement while this is happening? I mean, seriously, do I really want to gamble my retirement? Steve, if you can put the chart back on Facebook, I'm going to talk about it. We have a chart, folks, and if you go to our Facebook, you can actually look at the chart that'll be on there, and you can expand it and get a little clearer picture. But it shows a visual of income riders, okay? And it compares the visual of the income riders, and it shows the growth to the market. Actually, this chart doesn't even show the income rider. It just shows the growth of the account. All right? So if you throw the income rider dwarfs all of this. And so what's interesting about this is that as high as the market went up, we're higher than the market on a buy and hold basis. So somebody put the account with us in 1998. And they were just buy and hold, which is what most people do. They had more money. So if you look, it peaked out. Our chart peaked out right before the coronavirus drop. So the market hit that peak. And then what happened? It tanked. Came back up again. But as you said, you lose 50%. You need 100% to get the money back. So these are things that people need to realize, you know, what you can do. So, folks, if you want to learn about this, give us a call at 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Now, Steve, I mentioned earlier that I was going to talk about the benefit of income riders in a low interest rate environment. The reason income riders came out is that if I'm only getting 2 or 3% growth, all right, and 2000 to 2010 was called the lost decade, and that's when these income riders came about. These 7% roll-ups were very, very valuable. I've got clients that are making income that's guaranteed for life, that it's not increasing because this is the early versions of these. I also have clients, Steve, that are still getting a guaranteed 8% for about another 10 more years.
Wow. That's awesome.
And I had a client call me up and he said, yeah, somebody told me that money's not real. I said, it sure is. So they were going to move the account. I kept the client from moving the account. And it's just crazy. You know, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. But I'm telling you, folks, the pullback that's occurring, I think, is going to be devastating. And if you want to ride the yo-yo, the roller coaster of this market, then you go ahead. If you are willing to gamble with your retirement account in the Wall Street casino, then you can. But we can show you an alternative that shows you a better option. We can show you a better option. So, folks, give us a call at 1-800-440-0434. We have about a couple of minutes left. And, folks, if you have questions, you can email us at info@mymoneyissafe.com. You can go to our website. You can request information. And, Steve, you showed our website online, and people can go and watch this show. That it's not edited on Facebook. You can actually watch the show, and you can look at some of the charts that we're showing and some of these things. And client, and for the sake of our listeners, if you want to learn about this, when you get together with us, give us a call. Call my office. Call my daughter, Annie, and we'll set up a time to help you. to help you do these things. By the way, the song that you heard I played in the segment was a song that my late wife and I recorded in 1988 called With You, I'm Born Again. And it's quite a powerful song. And it was written by Billy Preston and recorded by Billy Preston in Sarita in 1981, I believe it was. And we just changed the words a little bit. And we said, with Jesus, I'm born again. So, folks, you can reach out to us, and we'll be glad to help you. Let's take this ship home, Steve. What do you want to say at this point?
And we'll
finish up.
Real quickly, I just wanted to remind listeners, you know, we talked about, you know, if you have a 401k, that you have the opportunity, if you're 59 and a half, to roll that into a position of safety and into one of these accounts that we talked about today. But also, if you have left your employment and now you're working at another place and you've left your 401k there or whatever, you have the right to move that money as well. It's a, you know, you have the right to do an in-service rollover either way. And so, you know, I would encourage people to give us a call and talk to us about the kind of accounts that we talked about today, because it will set you up in a position of safety. You get the bonuses up front that we talk about, typically, again, depending on which account you have, and you have the opportunity for increasing income. And we will talk about all of that when we get together. But take advantage of that. Give us a call. It doesn't cost you anything to sit down and talk to us.
Absolutely. And folks, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate the people that listen. We get a lot of comments. We have a lot of people that listen. They're not customers yet. They've been waiting to decide. Other people that listen and become customers. And then we're also doing television. I've been on Your Carolina continuously, usually there every couple of weeks. You can watch those segments. They usually occur on Tuesdays. I think I'm going to be there on a couple of Tuesdays on there. We'll have to post it on our website. Folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. We'll show you tax-free strategies, and we'll show you ways right now. Right now, we can add double digits to your account, in some cases triple digits to your account immediately. Thank you so much for tuning in today. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.